We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, I'd say, right? And I just, by accident, went into someone's live, but I was the only one in there, and he just looked down and saw my name, and I screamed, and I just hung up. Well, I just got out of it. I didn't know what to do. It was traumatic.
I went into one the other day, and they were like, oh, hi, PJ, and then I had to stay in, and then I just stayed there for half an hour.
But that's the thing. They don't know when you've left, so you can't leave.
Oh, I just put my phone down and cleaned my room.
Hey mummies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandman.
Are you finally happy with the lighting now?
No. Kevin turned on the overhead lights and it's pure like gammy lighting.
You're saying overhead lights as if it's like not just
pure fluorescence.
Yeah, but we can't.
Babe, you know I don't do the fluorescence, I do the Philips Hue bulbs.
PJ wanted to turn on the extractor fan light instead of having the actual lights on in our kitchen because he said it's
more intimate.
It's grand. Guys, we're just waiting to be back at Factory Studios.
I know.
But sure, you know what? We're making the best of a bad situation.
We are, girls. How's everyone coping?
Are we all right?
Good? Just checking in.
We had a grand weekend, didn't we?
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like I did have a bit of a hiccup now to the latter half of last week. I was kind of like, oh, I'm over it.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, come on, let's mark the weekend. And we had a scream.
I think that's what you need to do. I feel like, especially for me, not working from Monday to Friday, I need to actually do something to actually mark the weekend just for some bit of normality
and
structure to my week.
Yeah, pure like go outside and pretend to queue up for the club. I locked Kevin outside for half an hour and then I let him in.
One thing that I like doing is like I'll have bagels Monday through Friday and then come Saturday I'll get my loaf of sourdough. You know what I mean? Just so we're still doing proper brunchy bits at the weekend.
No, you haven't bought a loaf of sourdough since quarantine started. You mean you'll eat my sourdough?
Well, you do the shop on the Saturday morning.
Yeah.
But like, that's one thing I can't wait to do post-quarantine is have a gorgy brunch.
I know. Like outside, like obviously. Because you're having gorgy brunches at the moment when we make them.
Well, like have someone else make it for me. You know what I mean? And just be carefree. You know what I mean? And just have my oatmeal glacé to start. Have my juice. I'll probably even do samosas to mark the occasion. I feel like we will, won't we? Mimosas!
I was like, why are you having a samosa for brunch?
Sorry, I saw your face and I was like, what's he making a weird face? Mimosas. Obviously, I meant mimosas.
I'll actually have a samosa as well. She'll be like, what?
What's that thing?
Samosas
what's
are gorgeous.
Samosas are gorgeous too. I'm not sure about for brunch. Though, they could be.
They could be. Samosas, I'm dead.
I'm dead.
You know when you go to brunch, girlies, and you get the bottomless samosas. They're just gorgeous, aren't they?
Okay, what's your like perfect post lockdown day out?
Okay, so I wake up.
Yeah.
I go to the gym.
You lost me already.
But like the gym.
I know, I want to go to the gym as well, but that wasn't first on my list, but go on.
So I wake up, I go to a gym, so I have all the equipment, I have a screen.
Yeah.
I shower, then I come down to you, I meet you for brunch, and then we start on the mimosa bits.
Yeah.
Get a few day drinky bits, then all the girlies arrive on.
Join us.
At different stages, so everyone makes their own entrance. We all have time with them to be like, haven't seen you in ages, this has been great. Continue getting drunk, right?
Yeah.
Halfway through the day, Jose surprises me. His passport's come true. He can come to the UK now. Come back to our house. Oh. We all throw a dinner party together.
Yeah.
Have a gorgy meal. Go clubbing. Wake up the next morning.
I was thinking that I want to do morning spa bits. Nothing over the top. I'm not talking hot stones or like, you know, deep tissue bits.
The basic spa essentials.
I meant more in the line of pedis.
Oh, you want a pedi?
I want a pedi.
I couldn't get a pedi. You're ticklish. Like, why would you pay money to have someone tickle your feet?
Oh my god, you say that. Do you remember the time? Remember when those, like, they were like tadpoles in a dish and everyone used to get it done on holidays?
Yeah.
And they used to eat the dead skin at your feet, but then they took a turn then and people stopped doing them because apparently they were laced in bacteria and everyone's feet were getting infected.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I did it anyway when I was in Salou. I couldn't dip my feet in the water. I was raging as well because I paid the tenner for it and then I was going, ah! And then if you start biting your feet, I was skitting off and I couldn't do it.
Really? I did it as well. And I put my feet in and I had a cut on my foot, right? And they all attacked the cut. And then the girl screamed and goes, you're going to kill the fish because your feet have cuts in them. And I was like, well, you could have told me that before I put them in there. Like, I took my foot out and the fish was still stuck to it. I was like shaking them off.
What?
Yeah.
What fish were they?
Piranhas.
Oh my god, is this a piranha?
Oh my god, are you doing piranha bits?
Oh my god, excuse me, miss. Those piranhas.
Such piranha energy.
I'll then meet you in central London somewhere. We'll go shopping. I'll buy a new outfit.
Oh,
ready to go.
Okay.
For the day. I'll get changed there and then.
Oh, okay. Can we have a montage when you're in there where it's like, she is literally, and you're like coming out of the dressing room and
that's
you're doing
what I'm
different
gonna
outfits.
Do.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave because I'm going to arrive in my cozy wear.
And leave it in the store.
And leave it in the store. Just so I'm
iconic.
Saying goodbye to Anira. And I'm going to say, you can keep this. And I'm going to get into the new clothes there and then. We're going to go for brunch. We're going to have our drinky bits. And then we're just going to stay in Central. And like you said, meet all the different groups of friends we haven't seen in ages. But embrace them all. And like, yeah. And then as the night progresses, it's just like
mayhem.
Mayhem.
Squalor.
Drinkies. I feel like I'm going to regress into like the 15-year-old gay boy that I never was at those teen discos and just kiss all the lads. Do you know what I mean? Just like go from fella to fella and nothing serious. Just kisses and that and bits.
Oh, really?
It's going to be such an exciting time and we're all going to be so grateful and we're all just going to have a laugh. I will just say we need to pace ourselves because one thing that we tend to do when it comes to big days like that, like the end of quarantine, like previous times when we were let out, we go overboard, don't
yeah.
we? We do too much too early on.
You do, yeah.
No, you do too.
Do I?
You get very tired. Don't you? Maybe if we did the vodka Red Bulls and we could keep going for the day.
I get very tired.
You get very tired.
When did I get tired?
Very lethargic. Very bum.
No, we just drink until you get angry at me and run away.
Yeah, see, I get angry. I don't really get angry. I used to get angry on the gin. And I still kind of drink gin. We had margaritas at the weekend, girlies. And oh my god, I feel like my life has just begun.
Yeah, that's how we met the weekend. You know, last week we were planning on the margs. And sorry now.
Such a good show.
Unreal.
And you were making them up then like a professional cocktail mixer. I was so impressed.
I know, I was very much living my bartender fantasy.
You were, weren't you? I thought you were going to start rolling them up your sleeve then and swing them around your head.
Well, I was using the Nutribullet to shake them, so I don't think that was, I had the right equipment, you know.
But they were so lovely girls.
But also, lads, they're chaotic. You need to be so careful because they taste like little bits of heaven.
Yeah.
You just drink them so quickly.
Yeah.
We the night escalated from us like chilling on the roof, having our Easter dinner.
Yeah.
To being on Omegle at 1 o'clock in the morning, chatting to such randomers.
Oh my god, lads, because we'd been talking about Omegle the week before as well. It was in our heads, so we came into the gaff then and we were like, we're going to have to do Omegle for the skit. What a laugh we had.
We got some funny bitches, didn't we?
But as well, I thought it was going to be all like Willy's, because I haven't done it in years, and I just thought like, oh, the internet's after getting even more chaotic since then. Lads, we met some characters.
It was Matt. No, literally couldn't write it. I'm glad we didn't record it.
There was that fella from Arkansas, first of all, who I thought was lovely.
So, right, we went on to these people, and I was like, oh, being a bit chaotic, so I was like, we can just ask them anything because we never see them again. Kevin was like, how are you? How's quarantine treating you? And I'm like, do you want a gun?
And then he just produced a gun from his back pocket. No, he had a holster, he said.
Yeah, he had a holster, and he just goes, yep.
And I screamed. I was like, oh my god.
I goes, I knew you had a gun because you're from the south.
And then he was like, oh, I've more guns. John and Seaman, we were like, yeah. Then he whips out a flamethrower. I asked him if he was Lara Croft. Then he was skitting. I don't think he knew who she was. But I was getting V Lara Croft energy.
I was like, are you an assassin?
But you'd expect him to be kind of angry or kind of... He said he was a Trump supporter, which obviously we aren't all in favour of. But he was still a lovely guy.
No, babe.
No, he was
crazy
nice.
Behind his eyes.
In his interactions with us, if we're basing on that, he was quite a gentleman.
No.
He was nice.
I feel like he would have murdered us if we were in the same room. I the reason I had to get off the call quickly because I saw he was scouting us via GPS.
I thought he was really
nice. I couldn't
nice.
Sleep for the night.
I just thought that it was like, look at this guy on the other side of the world. Probably very different views to us. He was a heterosexual. He said he had a wife who apparently was in the other room. Even though, like, was she not questioning, like, why is he chatting to these random gay lads from...
She was probably training the son to become an assassin like the dad.
But I thought he was nice. Then we met a fellow with a puppet. That was a bit bizarre.
It was bizarre, but I thought the puppet was funnier because it was like... This puppet just popped on screen and then we were just chatting away to it like it was our friend, like pure Sesame
yeah,
Street energy.
I kind of saw past the puppet, weirdly enough.
I just saw the human inside the puppet.
He seemed a bit uncomfortable in himself and I think that's why he had the puppet up.
Yeah.
I feel like he was still a good ventriloquist, but I still feel like maybe he was on the internet seeking acceptance.
But it was a very, like, amazingly done puppet. Like,
yeah.
He's an artist.
Was there anyone else? I met two fellas on there.
One, Kevin got two numbers.
William from Paris. He was bisexual. He was lovely.
But then again, you were talking to me like, oh, so you alone at during quarantine? And I'm like, are you gay? Do you want Kevin's number?
And it was the other fella then. There was a fella playing the guitar with the nipple out.
It was so funny. And
actually,
we were like...
we gave him my number and he never texted me yet.
We were like, yes, strategically play his nipple.
He was loving it. He was like, I got these gay... He wasn't even gay, I'd say, was he?
No, but he was loving the attention.
But we had a skit doing it. We'll have to do like an Omegle sesh
for
the podcast.
Yeah. Oh my God, we should do a very haphazard margarita tutorial for social.
Let's do a margarita tutorial.
I want to be like that meme where your one's like, and just a shot of vodka. And she's pouring in half the bottle.
Us pouring in all the tequila.
And girls, we're going to tell you our secret, extra special ingredient.
Oh, wait. Yeah. I love that. Ingredient.
Yeah.
Okay, girlies, you better stay tuned for the margarita tutorial. I hope the weather's nice as well, because margaritas in the sun, you can't beat it.
Also, girlies, we reached 10k on Instagram and we're weak.
We're proper influencer girlies now. With the 10k, we can do the swipe up. We're coming for all your gigs. Influencers, you better watch out.
Yeah, we have 2 Morphe palettes en route, sponsor posts. We have a load of tummy teas. I feel like tummy teas are toxic. We're definitely not going to promote them, obviously.
No, tummy teas.
It's just laxatives.
I know, we spoke about the tummy teas. We did the scathing expose before.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, in the health and fitness app.
I just thought Jamila was going to break down the door if I mentioned tummy teas in a positive light. I heard if you look in the mirror and say tummy teas 3 times, Jamila pairs. Great work though.
Great work though. We love to see you standing up for what's right. So because we have a load of new listeners, which we're weak for, we're going to do a theme that we've covered before, but hopefully we'll let you guys get to know us a bit better, because I know that some people, for some reason, have messaged and have started from the most recent ep, so they don't know what's going on in previous eps, and it's a very chaotic way of doing it.
Very chaotic.
Very chaotic, but we're here for it because we're still listening. So yeah, we're going to answer a few questions for you girlies.
The theme for the...
The theme for this week is... PJ's balls dropping. Alexa! Play... When I Grew Up by the Pussycat Dolls.
Shut up.
Alexa, don't.
Alexa, stop.
Though I would love to listen to it.
Later.
Later. Go on.
The theme for this week is... Quarantine Questions.
Alexa, play Fly on the Wall by Miley Cyrus.
I love it.
I love it.
Fly on the Wall by Miley Cyrus.
I think the song made me gay.
Do we need to turn it up?
Yeah.
Very old school Miley is the best Miley.
This is very Avril Lavigne energy.
Yeah, very Avril, heavy eyeliner.
Avril Lavigne and Dolly Parton had a baby and it was Miley. 5, 6, 7, 8. Whoa.
What is
clock mushins? This was very dark eye makeup Miley, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I used to love the styling back in the day.
Which had a smoky eye.
Yeah. Very bang on the door chick and mousse in the hair to make it curly.
Yeah. Ready? Play the game, baby, you can never lose. Don't you wish that you could be a fly on the wall?
A creepy little sneaky little
fly on the wall.
How my precious secrets, yeah.
You know them all. No way.
Oh yeah, shit, I came in flying the wall again. Alexa! Stop!
I love that you don't know lyrics.
I do know lyrics.
You don't.
I don't know lyrics to any song. Why is it so bad?
I love it.
I know a lot of stuff. I just don't know lyrics to songs.
You know, one of the proudest moments of my life was when I was about, I say about 9.
Yeah.
And we were going out to Ballincollig Cinema with my sister Lindsay and her friend Marissa.
Yeah.
And there was a song on the radio and I sang and they were like, oh my God, Peter, you know all the lyrics. And I was like, yeah. And then they were like, that's so cool. How do you remember them? And I was like, just listen to it, like. And I thought I was the fucking bee's knees.
The first time I went back to Cork for a Cork Pride, right, I'm traumatised. They used to do this thing. I think they still do it in Chambers in the gay club in Cork. It's called Lip Sync for Your Drink, right? And you have to get up and lip sync. I was locked, right? Anyway, had my hand up in the air, got called up to do it. But they don't reveal the song till afterwards. And I'm ashamed to say I didn't know the lyrics. Also, I was locked, so even if I did know the lyrics, I wouldn't have remembered them in the moment. But I was just I can't even think about it because my mouth is shriveling up because I'm so mortified. I couldn't get out any lyric. I was literally going around like
what
this.
What was
going,
the song?
I can't remember. It was a Spice Girls track, so I definitely should have known it. But I was just going around the gaff going, watermelon, watermelon, watermelon. Because they say, because that's a trick of the trade, guys. If you've ever worked in theatre, if you're ad-libbing and you're at the back of the stage and you don't know what to be chatting to your scene partner about, if they're not like giving anything back, just say watermelon, watermelon, watermelon in like different variations and it looks like you're having a full-blown conversation.
Or you're just craving some fruit. One or the other. I do love that era, Miley.
I love that era. And what's the other one? Can't Be Tamed. I love the music video for Can't Be Tamed.
I love that they were like, Can't Be Tamed. She's a bird. She's in a cage. We're giving her feathers. She's not Hannah anymore. She's Miley now. We can't tame her. She's a bird.
I love it.
What's going on there?
8 o'clock.
Oh, wait, we just have to clap for the NHS.
Fuck.
2 seconds. Yuppo dance! Woo woo woo!
Aw. Janet's not out.
Woo! Woo woo woo! Look at her up in our sunroof.
Woo!
Look at you in the sunroof.
Oh.
Woo! Go on, whistles! Woo. Can you whistle?
No.
We should get a pots and pan.
Is it throwing stuff at us?
No one is. Woo!
Hiya.
Hiya.
I've never seen.
Have a good evening.
Life.
I've never seen that neighbour. That neighbour is squatting in the house, I think. Honk your horn. I thought he said fuck your horn.
He said off the ramp.
Woo! Okay.
I love that.
I love that so much.
For all the NHS and the HSC girlies.
For all the NHS and the
just
HSC girlies.
I was like, what's going on?
Me, so rude. Me, why is someone making so much noise during the recording?
I was just about to say that I felt like Miley Cyrus doing Can't Be Tamed was a cultural reset before I got rudely interrupted by all the claps. Nah, that's so lovely, and I think it's such a nice thing to do.
You know, the first week we did Clap for Carers, I nearly cried, like.
Yeah, I found it very overwhelming as well.
Me and Kevin came in and we sat down on the couch and we were just like, we're really connected, aren't we? We never saw that neighbour before in our lives.
No, I didn't know there was someone living there.
I do think he's squatting.
I do feel like there's people being kept in the attic in his house. Can I say that? He looked kind of mischievous when he came out. I feel like he thought he was being discovered by the police. Do you know what I mean?
He thought they were clapping for his arrest. Okay, girlie, so this week you're going to be a fly on the wall. See what I did?
Oh, I love that.
When we answer your questions that you submitted to us.
Do people even care?
About what?
Like, stuff that we have to say about, like, answers to...
No, not really, but like, we don't, this is the team, so.
You don't have a choice, girlies. You can stop listening if you fancy. Where's my phone?
Tune back in. Come back next week when we're doing a more structured theme.
No, I like this.
No, me too, especially because it's their question.
Exactly, and the last time we did it was episode 15, and it's now episode 30, so like...
And there's been a huge jump in people, so like, there's people coming through.
And from an OCD's perspective, I'm loving the fact that we're doing it on episode 30 and the last one was episode 15.
Anyway, first question.
Let's go into them. I mean, there's so many. We really were inundated. Everyone wants to know stuff about us, really. It's quite overwhelming, really.
You're so annoying.
Right. Anyway, right. Go on. What way do you want to do it? I think, because I'm after seeing this one just from scrolling about four times. How did you meet? I feel like we've discussed it before.
Listen to the podcast. Listen to the fucking podcast.
Did we say it?
We've told people numerous amount of times that we met because you were obsessed with me and you found out that I'd done a dance class, so you came to stalk me.
That is kind of true.
Oh, you
no,
were.
No, I wasn't obsessed. I was loving the fact that you were dancing.
This pussy.
Anyway, PJ was teaching a routine. Used to teach it in the Mardike.
We're not telling the story again. Just go back to previous episodes and listen to it. I'm sorry.
And I went in and the routine that he was teaching to was Cockiness by Rihanna. And we had a scream.
Yeah.
And isn't it weird the way the shoe's on the other foot now that you're... Like I was asking me. Right.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay. Go-to takeaway. You promise never eat unhealthy. The bod's on the pair of you. I'm obsessed.
I'm obviously obsessed with you putting you in my pocket and carrying you around.
Oh my god, no. We love our takeaway bits. We both love...
A pad thai.
We are fond of our... Is that Thai street food?
Well, the clue's in the name.
Oh, sorry. Of course it is.
When I'm back in Cork...
Yeah.
I have to get a soba.
I love KC's in Douglas, which is obviously divine, but I think it's ridiculous when you see, like... hundreds of people queuing down the road for it. Or else, at the end of a night out, I do my hillbilly bits.
Oh, yeah.
We do like our hillbilly bits.
Is there hillbillies in the UK?
I don't think so. But what would be the equivalent? Like, it's like a nicer KFC, isn't it?
It's a nicer KFC, and like their gravy is like tear. It's gorgeous. It's like, sorry, no, like, it's definitely after giving me type 2 diabetes to fucking
There's
gravy.
Something in it, and I'm not sure if it's the legal product.
It's after clogging up all of my arteries, and I'm not even sorry about it.
We're definitely going to have future health problems because of it, but it's so worth it, girlies.
So worth it.
Obviously, in moderation, like everything else, girlies. You know us, we promote a healthy lifestyle. Okay. Did y'all get along okay yesterday since it was Wednesday? And she's her fingers crossed.
Aww.
Did we?
What's y'all about? Where's she from?
I don't know. Sounds kind of American, doesn't it?
I love it.
Did we? I remember we were having a grand day.
It's so funny because we were saying on the podcast last week that we had a fight and everyone was messaging us being like, what's the fight about? And I go, oh, like, we fight all the time. Yeah. Like, we're like sisters.
Just regular fights. But the yesterday, you Kevin, got a bit annoyed though yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, because you started the workout before me.
So PJ asked me if I was working out. I was like, yeah, working out around 6 o'clock, 6:30 when he finishes work. And I was like, we'll do one. He's like, cool, I'll join you. Anyway, 6:30 comes, PJ still hasn't made a move from the bed, and I was like, oh, well, I'm going to start. So I literally just started doing warmy-uppy bits, knowing that he'd hear the music coming from the laptop and would come down. Then he came down, and he was like, oh, do you just want to do it yourself, so? And I was like, oh, no, like, I thought you were joining. He's like, but you obviously just want to do it yourself, don't
but
you?
But girls, if you were Kevin, wouldn't you just knock on my door and be like, I'm just about to start there, do you want to come?
I had been up to you an hour before and was like, I'm starting at 6:30, and you're like, cool, I'll be down. Yeah. What, you want me to come up and lift you down the stairs?
No, you could have just been like, I'm starting now.
Or you could have just come down at the time we had arranged.
Wouldn't okay, we're not going to get into it now again. Anyway, question was, how often do you fight and how do you make up? And I think the way we make up, we don't really fight that much because I think we're quite honest with each other, right?
Yeah.
We have like little tiffs. But like, I think the way we make up is one of us just comes in and goes, come on, let's talk about it. And we kind of just make a joke about it, right?
Yeah.
And that, we say sorry.
Yeah, exactly. I think it, like, we don't really ever fight over anything too serious. It's always kind of stupid stuff. And that's the thing, especially like in quarantine, we're living the same gaff. We only get out for an hour a day and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're like constantly like with each other. So it's only natural that you have like the odd argument, same you would with your brother or sister or your mom or whatever.
And like, if I'm ever in the wrong and I feel like I've done something bad, I wouldn't like be proud about it. I would just come down and be like,
yeah.
I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I just snapped there for no reason. Yeah. So I'm being so crazy.
I think we're both good for that, for like,
yeah,
owning up when we're wrong, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So our fights are never really even that serious. They're always over silly things. And as well, I hate fighting in general. So it just, you know, I try and avoid it.
Yeah, but you're good at, like, because you never physically fought people, and that's what I used to do when I was younger. So, like,
yeah,
you're good at, like, being the mean girl, like Regina George fighting. Like, psychological fight.
No, yeah, using my mind.
Yeah.
I remember before, there was a fella that used to live in one of the estates near me, and I went to school with him as well. I wasn't really friends with him, but it was just convenient, I suppose. Friendship out of convenience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And one time I was at his house, right, and there was a few of us there from school, and they were all kind of pure fighting, and I was like, what are you fighting over? But we were like quite young.
Yeah.
And I remember his mom was a bit weird, and she like called me over, and she's like, Kevin, come here. Because she was obviously like witnessing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she was like, are you a peacekeeper?
What?
And I was like, I'm bearing in mind now, I was sorry, I was around 7 or 8, and she was like, are you a peacekeeper? And I was like,
was she in like flowy garments and making a hummus?
No, that's the thing. Like, I don't know.
She was definitely sparking up some incense, being like,
child,
are you a peacekeeper?
But like, she wasn't that weird, really. Well, I didn't think she was at the time, but looking back now, this sounds a bit weird. My mom didn't like her either, but I'll get on to that. But she was like, are you a peacekeeper? And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, you just love keeping the peace. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, you're a peacekeeper. And I was like, I remember I was weak for myself then, because I was like, oh my god, I'm a peacekeeper.
You very like, oh yeah, kumbaya bitch.
But I remember on that same day, I remember for some reason,
you wanted to join the monastery.
For some reason, she gave us crackers, right? And I remember I walked home and I got up to the gaff and I was gagging for a drink of water, and my mom was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like coughing and everything, and she was like,
she poisoned you. She didn't want any more peacekeepers, because she wasn't.
Because I made her son look bad. But my mum was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, oh, I was just eating a biscuit. And she's like, what biscuit was it? And I was like, a cream cracker. And she was like, what was that? And I was like, oh, it was dry. Your man's mom gave them to us.
An assassination.
But my mom was literally like, what? She gave you Joy Cream crackers. And she was like, you're not going down there anymore.
Wait, your mom wouldn't let you down to the house again because she gave you Joy Cream crackers?
Well, thinking back, like, it is a bit psychotic given the case.
It's dangerous.
But just give me... She definitely had a bit of butter in the fridge.
She might as well have given you a plastic bag and go put that over your head. You died of asphyxiation eating the crackers raw. I was kind of a peacekeeper as well, but like, you couldn't be too much of a peacekeeper in the north side, like, because you had to fight. Like, sorry, I didn't like fighting growing up at all, but like, I've gotten in loads of fights just because, like, otherwise I get this shit bail out of me. Because, like, sorry, now I'm like 6'4", like, and I was always the tallest in my class, so people thought that if they like beat me up, they were like a man or something, like a mad joke.
Did that happen a lot?
Yeah, like, there was always like, fight me at lunchtime. And then you'd always have people sneaking each other lighters that they could put in between their fists to make their punches tighter.
Oh, that was so stupid.
It worked though.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's up there. Do you remember the lads in the school who used to put thumbtacks on their runners to say they ran faster? I was like, are you thick in the head? Do you ever get that? The lads that used to stick the thumbtacks into the base of the shoe because it used to help him run faster. No. I was like, no, and you're wrecking your shoes that your mam's paid money for. I remember one time I was friends with this fella and he was mad into like Gaelic football, and I remember they were playing one match over the summer, so it wasn't like an official match, but it was down the country somewhere, and
you went as a cheer team.
I went down because I thought I was going as a cheer team, but there was a load of the lads on holidays, so like they couldn't make up a full team, so they asked me to play. I'd never played, like I played in PE and stuff, but I never played like properly. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I was getting shouldered out of it by one fella, and I was like, and like, I've played football and stuff, but it would never, you'd never be like pushing and shoving someone really, like, especially like when I was playing in the school boys league.
Yeah.
It was very polite, really.
Were you like, ooh babe, stop?
I was literally like, are you serious? And I was like, I can't really even tell anyone because I don't even know the coach's name. And I couldn't really like, and I was like, is this the norm? Am I just being a bit particular? You know what I mean? But he was pure rude and I was thinking, we're only kids, get a grip.
You, excuse me. Who hurt you?
Me literally, excuse me, you know you're actually being very rough.
Why are you so fucking angry?
Sorry, this is my first time playing this game in like an actual match like this.
Can you be a bit considerate?
And you're putting me off it? Just stop. But anyway, yeah, I was pure annoyed.
Love your stick though, love your hurley.
Oh my god, where'd you get the grip for your hurley?
Love the way you put the colours on it.
Can you pick any colours you want? Anyway.
Oh my god, skitting, one girl goes, lads, drop the skincare routine, please.
I'm obsessed with that.
Soap and water, babe.
Soap and water. That's all it is.
I'm very top gay man energy when it comes to my skincare routine.
What you mean?
As in, do you ever see the joke when it's like, tops?
Oh
like,
yeah, as only, in you like, do nothing.
Only like, do soap and water, where bottoms be putting on the whole fucking Aesop skincare
all
regime.
All the bits. You love your Kiehl's bits as well, though, don't you?
Well, I wear a moisturizer because I'm not an animal, like.
Isn't it so funny? I remember like the first time like I bought a moisturizer, and I remember like getting laughs off my brothers and even my dad being like, where are you going with the moisturizer? I remember the first time my dad caught me wearing hairspray. I was in the car and I'd used my mam's, you know, the Lynette.
Oh, Lynette.
And it just reeks. It's granny spraying it.
It was gorgeous. I used to love the Lynette. It was... It gave you such body and homes.
But I remember I got into the car and my dad was like, what's the smell? And I was like, oh, I think it's Lynette. And then my dad was like, who's she? And I was like, I was like no, it's the hairspray. And he was like, what are you wearing hairspray for? You're like a girl. Isn't it so mad that like, you know what
you
I mean?
You would have been better off being like, oh, I just sprayed hairspray to cover up the smell of cigarettes because I smoke. And he would have been like, all right,
he'd have been
enough.
Like delighted because he'd been like, yes. You know what I mean? Isn't it crazy that he was getting bad over that?
But I just to be skitting at people with like a 15-step skincare routine.
There's no need for it, is there?
It's just loads of stuff, isn't it?
It's too much. I mean, what do you do bits? I do my moisturizing bits. I love the Sukin bits because they're paraben-free. I don't know what that means.
What's paraben mean?
Is it paraben or is it paraben? I say paraben. But I remember Jonathan Van Ness, when they did an episode of Queer Eye, they said that you need to get the moisturiser that's sulfur and paraben free. And I'm weak for myself. I don't know.
Okay.
But I remember when I spotted it on a moisturiser, I just took it and went with it. And it was the Sukin. And it's so light in the face. This isn't a sponsored post, by the way. But that's what I use. And then I use some like, it's like a... a green kind of base kind of moisturizer thingy that reduces redness, because green girlies.
It's a makeup stick, babe.
No.
Your green stick.
I have a separate green stick that I use for nights out, because if I'm doing my eyebrows are very sensitive. So if I'm plucking a few of the stray hairs, why are you saying that as if...
But why are you passing it off to be a moisturiser?
Because I have one that's like a tinted moisturiser, but it's with green.
Why are you getting so angry?
Because you're making me out to be a liar.
I'm not.
You are.
I struck a chord there, didn't I?
Calm down.
They're listening to Kipba.
Calm down.
They can't hear me. They're listening to Kids Bop.
They can't hear me because they're listening to Kids Bop.
I love that meme.
I love that video.
If you haven't seen the video of the girl who's freaking out,
just type in Kids Bop woman. It's so funny. But then if I do the eyebrows and they're a bit red, I have another. It's like a green stick that I do for underneath the eyebrow areas. Kind of my T-zone-ish as well.
And your cheeks.
I don't know what that means. And I don't put it on my cheeks.
It's nice.
No. Some people love it. Do you remember we were in that nightclub, Fire, the chaotic one?
Yeah.
We never go to Fire. It's like an all-night rave. I remember I was like a kid in the candy store when I went there first, and then very early on in the night I realised it was chaotic.
It's because, though, we went in and everyone's in like jock straps and like shirtless. I went in there in a shirt and jeans, I'm sure. Kevin was wearing a polo neck.
I was wearing dungarees. Anyway, we're in there, and then remember the fella, he was like, "Hey, Rosie," and I was like, "What?" And he was like, "Nice rosy cheeks," and I was weak.
Oh yeah, so, I love your rosy cheeks.
Yeah, I like them sometimes if they're not too severe.
Very porcelain doll energy.
But yeah, it's some water.
Oh no, lads. What you need to do is fucking toner. Do you ever put toner on your face?
No, I never. Sometimes if I'm in the shop and I'm looking at products or whatever, or if I'm in the Kiehl shop or if I'm in Aesop, I do the toner.
If you're ever hungover and you just spray toner on your
face. Oh yeah, that.
You're just like...
It's a hangover cure.
It's a hangover cure.
They do one in the Body Shop, the vitamin C orangey one. It's stunning. I didn't know what you meant by toner initially. But I know, I call it a hangover spray.
We're such bad gays that we don't know good skincare.
Well, we do. Just don't do too much. Look after yourself. Kiehl's is going to be a sure bet, innit?
We're not experts.
Yeah, video to follow. Okay, so this one says, "Love your tattoos. Do you have a favourite?" And the one right next to it says, "Does Kevin have any glam tattoos like PJs?"
Tattoos.
What are they? Tattoos?
Tattoos. Tattoos.
Tattoos?
Tattoos.
Chatroos.
Chatroos.
Tattoos. Tattoos? Tattoos.
It doesn't even sound like a word anymore.
Tattoo.
Anyway,
it doesn't sound like a word. I just can't stop thinking about all the things she said running through my head. Tattooed.
Oh, that was an iconic lesbian.
Oh my god. Cultural reset. I haven't stopped saying cultural reset in the last 2 weeks.
What does that mean?
It's like a defining moment of our generation, wasn't it? That like it was just like a complete switch in like pop culture.
Like when Britney kissed Madonna and then Christina Aguilera.
Exactly, that kind of thing. Yeah. When Lizzie McGuire came out on stage and outed Paolo, that was like a cultural reset.
Iconic.
Anyway, go on.
Anyway, do you have any tattoos? Tell them about your tramp stamp.
I don't have any tattoos, right? I think tattoos are stunning. I love them on fellas, I love them on girlies. I would love to get one, but I have a crippling fear of permanency. Anything permanent I hate as well, because I feel like I just get tired of it after a week. I might love it to begin with, but then I feel like if it's going to be on me forever, that kind of gives me a bit of anxiety, because I'm like, will I still love it in 6 years?
But I feel like everyone questions that before they get a tattoo.
Yeah, but that's the thing. I'm such an over-analytical type.
Oh, you can't get
type.
One.
I could never get one.
No, I couldn't deal with you if you
I remember
one.
All the back and forth before I even went to get my nose piercing done. And then even when I had it done, I'd wake up and I'd be like, oh my god, I love it. And then like I'd look in the mirror and I'd be like, oh my god, it's horrible. And then I had to take it out because I couldn't deal with the back and forth.
I forget I have tattoos sometimes. Like,
because you're just part of your body.
No, but just like just one of like them's on my back. And yeah. Like one of them's on my hip. So like I never see
Talk
them.
Talk us through them. I love your Werther's original one, which... Do you want to talk about that?
Why did you get so awkward?
No,
there?
Because obviously you might want to talk about it as opposed to me. I'm glad you're laughing.
You were about to cry. Basically, I got the Warder's Original tattoo after my dad passed because so his favourite sweets were Warder's Original, even though he shouldn't be eating them because he had type 2 diabetes. Like, so I was like, fuck's sake. But he was always buy them and have them in like the glove compartment of the car, and I used to be hounding him. Then he used to be raging on me because I was hounding him, so he used to hide them on me around the house.
Oh.
And we had like this weird like game where I would like find the Warder's Originals when I'm hungover and eat them all, and then he'd be like, PJ, and I'd be like, you shouldn't have them anyway, babe, you have type 2 diabetes.
That's so lovely. I remember my granddad Joe used to always have butter nuggets in the house.
What are they?
You know what they cheap were lovely. No, they were like those Irish boiled sweets. I don't think you can get them over here. They did them in Linehan, Shandon Street. Butter nuggets, they did them everywhere, I'd say. But again, he was type 2 diet.
Yeah, like, I was skitting. But so then I just got it, like, in memory of him.
I love it. It's my favourite. And I love it just because it's like, I've never seen it before. I don't think I've recalled any confectionery on anyone's body.
I love when I'm in a club and someone's like, oh my god, boy, do you have a Warder's Original tattooed on your arm? And I just look at him, point blank in the face and go, it's for my dad who died. And then they go white as ghosts and I go, yeah. And then they buy me gin and tonic.
Do you actually do that?
Yeah.
Talk us through your other tattoos, because if people were laughing at the Warder's Original, it's just as well they can't see the other tattoos because they're a skit. No, not you! All of them. Some of them. Tell them about the one on your hip.
So that was my hip tattoo, is the first one I got, right?
It's the most chaotic as well, girlies. It was a chaotic period. I didn't even know about you then, but it must have been a chaotic time.
So basically, I was going away. I was moving out of Ireland, going on this new adventure. I was feeling really nervous and I was like, I want to get a tattoo to mark the occasion. But I was starting musical theatre college. So I was like, fuck, I can't have any visible tattoos. They'll kill us. Like. So I was like, I'll get one in a place you can't see it. So I'll get one on my hip. Sluttiest position in the world.
It's pure like...
I'm like a porn star.
It's very porn star energy.
Very porn star energy. But went in anyway. Ended up getting Taven an Thaw Leis an Léach on my hip. Which is a Irish Shanachal for Fortune Favours the Brave.
But I love the sentiment behind it. And the fact that you got it done as Gaeilge. Come to think of it, if I used to get a tattoo done, maybe I would go Irish. As opposed to, you know, those people like getting like Arabic or like getting like...
Yeah, I wanted to get like it in my own language.
Yeah, that's
and,
nice.
Like, I do live by that saying, like, fortune favours the brave, just go for your shit and live.
Yeah.
It was just the placement was hilarious.
It's the placement.
Like the T is on my right ass cheek.
Also, I hope you don't mind me saying, because I know tattoos can be kind of personal. The font is a bit chaotic.
I like the font.
The font is like a Comic Sans French script crossover. And I don't know if I'm here for it. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's cute.
I just think...
Very calligraphy energy.
It's not, babe.
Babe.
I've looked at my calligraphy bits.
But I think what's hilarious is that I got matching tattoos with my nephew Dean because he's the same age as me and we're like brothers. He has Fortune Favours the Brave on his bicep.
Oh, that's hot. Well.
Shut up, babe. That's my nephew.
Yeah, but it's just hard. I think it's a hard placement. When we were in Grand Can, me and the girlies, two of the girls wanted to get their nipples done and my friend Cyan wanted to get tattoo. And Cyan was talking such a big game because he had, like, gotten tattoos. He'd gotten, like, he had tattoos done previously. I think he had two at the time and he was like, yeah, like, they're so grand. And we were like... we were like, oh, like, are you not scared? Like, the needle, like, does it hurt? And he was like, you know what? I actually... love the feeling of tattoos.
I hate people who say that.
He's like, I actually like it. And we were like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, not thinking much. Anyway, he sits down. I think he was getting like a shell to remember the holiday on his ankle or something chaotic like that. But anyway, he wasn't...
Happy DM underneath it.
He wasn't in the chair 5 minutes and your man had started. And then I turned to Portia and goes, come here. I goes, the colour in that boy's face is gone, right? So he's gone completely white in the face. He's like a ghost, right? And then he's like looking down. We're like, San, are you all right? And he goes, right? And then he just, your man's mid-tattoo. And San just gets up out of the chair, right? And starts walking to the door. It was so weird. It was like the exorcism of Emily Rose, right? But then he collapses at the door. It was so dramatic. And I remember I was skitting the whole time. But anyway, he had taken a turn. I don't know whether it's because of the pain or... he was saying sunstroke as well, or because we hadn't eaten in a while.
Oh, shut up.
But I just thought it was so funny because he talked such a big game about it.
Did he go through with it in the end?
Yeah, he got it in the end, but it was just very funny.
I'm dead.
That he got it. We were skitting laughing. I had to leave. Then I was like, I couldn't watch the rest of it. And then it was so funny because... And it was so funny then because Beverly was getting the nipple done. And it was kind of weird, actually, but she was all foreign because she's like crazy. Like, but your man then... Who the other fella who worked there was recording her getting the nipple pierced on his phone.
Fuck.
Can I talk about that?
I don't know.
I think you made it onto their Facebook page.
What?
Yeah, Beverly is getting laughing.
That's such a Beverly thing. Such a Beverly, Beverly thing to is do. Mad.
She's, I can't wait to see Bev post quarantine.
I know. Next.
How to be positive motivated when I'm doing the Leaving Cert in August and I'm missing summer halls. Is the Leaving Cert in August?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, fuck.
Study outside in the sun.
I didn't know it got moved to August. I thought they were just...
That's pure rude, isn't it?
That's so lousy.
Study in the sun?
Yeah, but I'd still be allergic. And people used to say study in the sun. I would actually, from my own standpoint, I would say don't study in the sun because the sun drains you and makes you very tired very quick. And that goes to say as well... Because the weather will be very nice in August, presumably. On your breaks in between exams... Don't go into the yard of the school and lie out in the sun. Just stay sheltered in the shade.
Babe, she's asked us for ways to stay positive and you just said, oh my God, that's fucking shit, isn't it? Now don't go outside. And when you're doing your exams, don't take breaks.
No, do right, but don't spend the day outside because it will zap your energy. It does.
I studied for all my Leaving Cert in Fistula's Park.
What?
Yeah.
No, just keep the head down. You know what? What's another 2 months? When it's the Leaving Cert, it's a lot.
It's hard for to stay positive, girl, because it's actually shocking.
But you know what? Just look, it's what? It's an extra 2 months of your entire life, which is nothing. What's that in percentages? Who knows? We're not great at percentages here, but it's not a lot.
Does that mean you could probably take 2 months off now and just do the cramming of the last 2 months? You know what I mean?
Yeah. That, look at it that way. Stay positive and then you have another 2 months to learn stuff that you didn't know.
Yeah, babe.
Oh, open a book.
I'm freaked for.
Is Kevin single? Asking for a friend.
There's loads of thirsty ones like that. Like, can Kevin stop sending me dick pics?
No, there's not any.
Can Kevin please stop sliding in my DMs?
No, there's not.
Okay, this question is, how would you describe each other to someone who doesn't know you two?
Oh. Okay. Okay, so for you, I would say... Did anyone watch Rugrats growing up, right?
Shut up, you always say things.
No, but imagine, right, Tommy Pickles grew up to be 6'4", and at the age of 15, he had, like, a sexual awakening. He had, like, an encounter where he realised he actually liked Phil from Phil and Lil. But he was confused the whole time because he didn't know whether he liked him or the sister because they were, like, twins. And then he listened to Lady Gaga's first album, The Fame, and he was like, nah, fuck it, I'm gay, and got both his ears pierced, and was like, I'm moving to London, becoming a dancer. You're Tommy Pickles, if he was from Ireland, and gay, and lived in London.
Okay. I would describe you as a power bottom with a cleaning complex. and... No, I would. Truly, though.
Right.
I would describe you as a lovely, handsome, genuine man that you would be proud to take home to your mother.
Oh, I love that.
That's how I would actually
put that on my
you.
Tinder bio.
I'll put that on your gravestone. Okay, time for our favourite section of the week. Bam knows best.
When you clap into that, babe, if people are listening, that could be really loud in their ears.
I think my clap is compared to your laugh is nothing.
Okay, well, that was kind of rude, actually. So, I'm probably not going to talk to you after this.
Babe, it's Thursday. We only fight on the Wednesday.
Yeah, well, maybe I'm not going to talk to you today either. So, sorry. When you're going to be that rude. So, sorry. So, actually, I'm not sorry because you're the rude one. But anyway, go read your mum's question. Anyway. See, okay. Girls, you think it's all harmony. It's not. This is what I have to put up with.
What? I did nothing.
You're clapping.
Oh my God.
And then you're mocking my laugh. This laugh is the foundation of the podcast.
I love your laugh.
Yeah, you better.
Anyway, so my mum's question was, how do I cope with college being over and not being able to say a proper goodbye?
Oh, that's very sad, isn't it?
That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, because actually, I suppose, for people who are in their final year and thought they were getting to spend another few months with people, to then discover that they're not gonna is a bit
like fuck.
Messy, innit?
I know, pure messy energy.
Pure messy. Could you not go for drinks?
No, babe, we're in quarantine.
No, obviously not now, you langer.
Okay, so my mum said, "Dear listener, these are very difficult times for everyone, both in college and for people working at home. Not seeing your friends and fellow students must be really tough. Try to focus on adapting to this new working from home situation so you can keep up with your studies and keep in contact with your friends via video calls. Don't worry, you will get to say your goodbye. When this is all over, you should organise a meetup with everyone and celebrate everything that you have been through together. It will be more special because of this. Stay positive and stay safe."
Yeah, exactly. It's not goodbye. Like, it was
bye for now.
I hate us. But yeah, it's true. Like, you're not going to not see them again. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to see them again. Like, literally, I only went to UCC for a year and, like, I still keep in touch with a few of them. I've seen them in London and stuff. So you never know where you'll end up.
Yeah, and if there's foreign students that have gone back home, it's only an excuse to go visit fucking Alicante, girl.
Alicante.
Alicante.
Exactly. Would there be many coming from Alicante?
I don't know.
I wonder.
Or Greece or whatever, I don't know.
Or Greece or whatever, yeah. Plan a trip, girly.
Yeah. Flights are cheap.
Flights are pure cheap.
But stay safe and stay at home for now.
Yeah, exactly. Stay home for now. My mam's question was... Oh, this was a long one. Okay. It says, "I'm a Cork girl living in a social, fun, loving house in London. Myself and my housemates have all been dealing with lockdown pretty well and keeping the positive vibes going strong, trying to make light of it all."
Amazing.
"This all changed when the girl I live with lost her dad to the virus on Easter Saturday.
Fuck.
As she cannot see or be comforted by her family, it falls on us to help her through. We are suddenly all she has right now, and though I've not known her for long, it's breaking my heart watching her struggle to cope. I feel helpless and I'm tiptoeing around her while doing my best to act normal. I'm usually good in these situations, but in lockdown it's just surreal to everyone. I'm planning a tribute night to her dad, obviously just ourselves in the house, to hopefully provide her with some closure. But other than this, I'm not sure what else to do or how to be whilst also trying to cope with everything this outbreak has thrown at me. I'm constantly afraid that I'll make things worse for her, and I'm overcome with the guilt that my dad's okay and hers is not. I think my question is, how can I make sure I'm the best support I can be for this poor girl?"
Oh my God.
Well,
that is so sad.
It's such a tough situation. I'm glad you shared it because it's probably a lot for you to just take on yourself. Because I get that whole thing of you feeling guilty because you probably just feel so helpless.
That poor girl.
That is such a tough situation.
And she just obviously just wants to be with her family. Like, yeah. That also just heightens the importance of us all having to stay in and self-isolate because to flatten that curve, because it is killing people. Like,
yeah, exactly. It's a real situation.
It's a real thing. And it's obviously, we all have a joke about it and try and cope in our fun, humorous way, but it is really serious. And my heart goes out to that poor girl.
So I sent that to my mum last night and she actually rang me today and she was saying that she hadn't slept because she was thinking about it all night. And
your mum up in a heap, the poor thing.
Yeah. Not because she was like thinking about what to say, but well, probably that too, but she was just so
worried about it.
Upset by the whole situation and the poor girl not even get to be with her family at this time. Like, more than ever, that's when you'd want your family around you. And I was tearing up then because my mum was tearing up when I was calling her. But anyway, she said, "Words are failing me here. It's such a sad and tragic situation you all find yourself catapulted into. None of us are equipped to deal with anything like this. When someone dies, we give and receive support from our family, our nearest and dearest, those we know feel the same loss and pain we are experiencing. And in the absence of our physical family, you and your housemates are showing empathy, compassion, care and love to this girl, and you have that in abundance. You're a huge supporter of what she's trying to comprehend and come to terms with what has happened. So keep doing what you're doing. I know that ye are indeed helping and supporting her. I'm reminded of a line from a song by the Lighthouse Family." And she put in brackets and quotation marks, "Someday this will all be over. And it will all be over. And we can all look forward to being with our family and friends again. I can't wait." Oh.
That's so cute. That, like, response. It's so, like, hard, isn't it? Like, that poor girl.
even like for you speaking from someone who has lost
your dad, like it's obviously like close to home, but like what speaking from my, I can't, everyone's experience is different, so I can't speak what she's going through right now to give you advice. But for me, I was just grateful that my friends were there.
Yeah.
Like they didn't have to do anything. Them just being there just helped. So for you, even being there, planning the tribute is amazing and stuff, but you just need to be there and just be ready for when she like wants to talk or when she wants to like laugh or when she wants to cry. Just be there, and that's all you like, all you can do, and that's all you are expected to do in this situation.
Yeah, exactly.
One thing that really helped me, and I didn't speak about this before, but my friend Dylan back home, like we like make light of everything, like me and Kevin do as well. And like
Kevin and I, but
you're so annoying, I'm in the middle of my feelings. But basically, during my dad's wake, we woke him in the house, and like everyone was coming in, they were all like, sorry for your ass, and everyone was bawling, it was really sad. And then like Dylan came up to me and just started taking the piss, like, and like making jokes with me, and I was skitting, and it like literally just made my night, because I just felt normal again, because I was just having a laugh with my friend, you know.
Yeah.
So like if you do have a relationship where you can kind of have a joke with each other and she's in that mindset, obviously if she's bawling crying on the couch, don't be like ba-dum-bum-tsh. But like if she's like feeling a bit nice, it's okay to laugh during these times, and you shouldn't feel guilty for laughing, because her dad would want you to be laughing, her dad would want you to be enjoying yourself. So
I know it feels a bit weird to like end on that note, really, doesn't it? But
like, we can't end on that note. Tell us a story, quick.
Okay.
I don't like hobnobs. Like, everyone's always going on about hobnobs being unreal.
Yeah.
They're so gammy.
Do you remember in schools? Did you have this in your school at all? But remember when the rubbish got very expensive for the schools? I think this was the time before.
Oh my god, yeah. In,
and they made us take the rubbish home, and you'd have a different person on bin patrol. The lads in my class used to take that way too seriously.
Really?
I remember reports being made to the teacher over
the bin patrol.
I remember on one time, I'm just getting loads of these memories from school. There was a lad in our class, let's call him Alan. And we were going to go outside to do something in the yard for science. I don't know what it was. It's a primary school.
Quadrant survey. If you're quadrant in the yard for science, babe, you're doing a quadrant survey. and that's on period.
But anyway, she was like, oh, but we're not going out if it's raining. And Alan was sitting there in the back of the class by the window. And she goes, Alan, take a look out there and see if it's raining. And he goes, oh, I can't tell. And she goes, oh, like, did the cars have their wipers on? And he goes, no. And she came over to the window and she goes, Alan, all those cars are parked. And we were all just erupting in laughter at him. It was awful. It was awful pressure on him. Because obviously he wanted us all to go out. So if he'd have said, like,
was it raining?
It was raining.
Oh, so I was like, why couldn't he tell? If I was the teacher, I would have been like, is there water falling from the sky, Alan? You fucking thick fool.
Anyway, God bless him.
Okay, let's leave it at that, girlies.
Thanks so much for listening. Now you've gotten to know us a bit better. I hope your questions have been answered.
And if not, we'll do one again when we can't think of a theme.
Yeah, exactly. They're great for a bit of a filler, aren't they?
No, I love them. I love how random they are.
Yeah, I love the randomness.
Okay, go on, girlies. I'll talk to you later.
Take care of yourselves. Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Be sure to swipe up on our Instagram.
Bye.
When we offer. Bye. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.